Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Good afternoon.
It's the laugh of deviousness.
What the hell is the matter with you?
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Okay, here's the deal.
Yes.
We're starting the show on time. It is, about a minute early.
1 minute early.
It's RJ's birthday today.
He's 72.
And what we have done is, Buzz, yep. Pull that curtain just so he can't see me. So he can't see me. All right. There, a little more. There we go. All right. You have to go. You got to hit this one, too. We've locked the screen door, the outside screen door, so that RJ won't be able to get in because he doesn't have a key for that screen door, and he's late today.
Yes.
And it's his birthday, and we were designing the entire...
Do you theorize...
Wait, hold on. Do you hear him?
Someone's rattling the door.
What are the odds if we don't answer, he goes around back? Does he have enough initiative to do that?
Well, it's only an hour show.
Listen.
He has lost weight, though he does still move slow.
What's he doing?
He's not responding when we want him to respond.
More rattling.
He's still at the door.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh! Now he's swearing. It's a little birthday gag.
It's okay. Wow. Let's see.
He dropped an F-bomb.
It's the initiative to go around.
Uh-huh. What's happening?
He's still out there, right?
Buzz, I hate to make you get up again, but let's pull that curtain back. Let's see where he is.
That's right. Let's see what's behind curtain number one.
He might have gone around.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah, he left.
I think he went around.
Look,
do you have time to go lock that door, Buzz?
My God, if he locked that door too.
Oh, the door to
in the back.
Buzz is running.
Oh yeah, you'll beat him.
Well, like it's a contest.
Yeah. Oh no, he's at the door.
He couldn't have made it that.
No way. They're barking at Buzz. They're barking at Buzz.
No way, because there's steps.
Oh, wow. That was quick.
All right. Did we explain it properly?
Yeah, we locked him out.
We were locking Raymond out of the house because it was his birthday.
Did you run around?
This was quick. That's the fastest we've ever seen him move.
Of course you're late today because we wanted to use you for the opening segment because it's your birthday.
Happy birthday,
RJ.
It's Raymond's birthday. You did not receive a gift from me because I gave you that gift when I took you to the hockey game the other night.
Yeah, thank you, Mike.
And those were expensive tickets. I thought
the gift was letting him be a part of your life.
Oh. You know, you're absolutely right,
Every Rob. Day is a gift.
And the gift keeps on giving, Mike.
Isn't that a gift that everybody would enjoy, being a part of my life?
That's now, right. Mike, I have been for the last 14 years.
Oh, wow. 14
years. Nice. There's applause.
Hey, all right. Now you have in front of you
the mirthless laugh of the damned.
Would you like to share? Would you like to share your age with everybody today?
No.
He would not like to share his age.
1954. Everybody can do the math.
That's right.
54.
I've got a question.
Yes.
He's 58.
Yeah. Do you have a question of Mike?
Jeez.
A question of you.
Oh.
This morning I tried to wish you a happy birthday on and write on your wall.
Right. Yeah. Good
Why
question.
Can't I write on your wall?
Some people are telling me they can't do that.
You can't.
It's your privacy settings, Johnny Computer. Haven't you figured this out yet? No one can
mess with
on
the
wall.
Book of Faces, Rob.
Yeah. All right. Now, before we start, you know, with all good comes some bad.
Jesus.
I just need to pull back the curtain because otherwise I don't want to yell at you off the air.
Okay.
RJ is now branching into an area of the show where he's assisting Mr. Ronick in selling our show, dealing with advertisers.
Right.
And they're going to have to be some modification. What do you have? What is that? What are you holding up to?
Now Mike is
that
talking.
That might be the victory.
Oh, good. Okay. We don't do that. We don't want that on the radio.
Okay, well, you're talking
about
it. Amateur hour. Right.
You brought it up, Mike.
I'm saying that they're going to have to be some changes in the way you live your life.
Yes.
And they're not significant, really, in my opinion. I think they're minor adjustments that you need to do. You need, And I'm gonna, and I think everybody in the next week, we have to test him on it.
Okay.
I don't know where this
you,
is going.
Look at me. Look at me. Attention, focus.
Don't worry about you.
You
right now.
Are going to have to pick up your phone within two rings.
Oh, no.
Dun, within dun, two dun. Rings.
Please.
You can't do what you've always done, which is let it ring 4, 5, 6, 7 times. Quite often, just go to voicemail and then call back a minute later.
4 minutes.
Or 4 minutes later.
Or eight.
You're going, are you capable?
Or 2 hours.
Are you capable of making that? Because I like, before we present you with your cards, I'd like to just say, do you think you're capable of making that change?
Yes, I am.
Oh, really?
That's some nice music, Bob.
That don't focus.
You see,
focus.
This was a test,
yes,
and he failed
it.
He is so attention deficit disorder.
He failed the test.
So do you think you'll be able to do that? And what is the main reason? And don't say it's because you were taking a dump when I called you. I know, but
I was going to take a picture of the bowl and send it to
you. I know how much you eat. That would mean you would have to defecate like 15 times a day because you never pick up your phone.
Oh, that's it.
Well, input does not equal output.
Why? There's got to be something that you like. Either you like screening the calls or you just don't like picking them up.
Why do you not answer the phone rapidly? Is it because you just do what you do?
It's ringing now. Are you calling me?
No.
No.
He's not answering
you didn't answer
the question.
No, Mike.
Oh, Buzz is calling.
I'm testing him on the
Buzz.
On
stop
the ring
it, Buzz. That's terrible. It's a horrible trick. Are you capable of making this adjustment to that would benefit all of us on the show?
Yes. Yes, Mike.
You'll be able to do that?
Yes.
But is there, to, is
I
there
can't talk over the music.
It's okay. Is there a reasoning why that is? Because I've never called you and caught you. Like, I've always called you, and then you've called me back.
Yeah, you know what? I don't think he's ever answered for me either.
No. Unlike some
I love
people.
Answering when
so
he
why
calls.
Don't you answer your phone?
Well, there's a lot of times, Mike, I just don't carry it when I'm home.
Wrong.
I just leave it.
Mine is always within an inch of me. Mark Ronick and I have, every night we do 20 texts to one another. I sit there, I'm watching TV, I'm multitasking, and I've got it right here, and I'm going bing, 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 like that.
Right. And it's not as if RJ fears technology. RJ was early on the iPhone bandwagon.
Yes.
Mm. RJ, you should be married to that.
I like to think that I'm not trying to tell somebody to do something I don't do.
No.
I like to think that I'm pretty accessible when the phone rings.
You
I
know,
usually
I would have to say that in this room right now, 84% of us are instantly accessible.
So that's all. Before we open your cards, is there a way that you could commit to us that you will be able to just change it? Because you're going to be dealing with the business of this show as we bring you more into the womb.
If opportunity calls, you have to answer.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's time for more changes.
Yes.
I can.
Okay, good. You're going to be testing on it
Yes,
next
you
week.
Can.
So be ready for
and
it.
You know
he never
really
answered
great?
Why he does that.
Yeah, why do you do
he
that? Why do you not answer your phone?
I did answer.
He
did. And he did. No, yes, I did answer. Thank you, bud.
He's sweating.
I did not screen the call. No, it's hot.
I've been there.
Is it hot? No,
it's
you just because you had to do the stairs.
I had to do a job. No, I don't sweat anymore.
Yes, you do. You're sweating right now.
Well, no, I mean, like I used to.
I don't care.
Why don't you open your card, your first
no,
card.
No, Mike, I don't breathe anymore.
All right, very good.
No, he may not want
to.
This is personal. He may not want to read this out loud, so read it silently first and you decide.
You know, I think with all the cards, maybe he should just read them silently.
I didn't know.
Just a thought.
I thought maybe on his birthday he would be here before the show and I would give it to him then.
He's chuckling.
You should have called him.
Do you want to share that with the rest of the class?
It's pretty funny.
Okay, go
okay.
ahead.
And that, Jimmy, is the tale of my first colostomy.
Colonoscopy.
I can't even read. But it's just,
it's about how we get older and have health problems.
Changes.
And it has paw prints from the cats.
That's right.
That's really nice.
And a gift.
Jesus. Welcome to the Gross Personal Stories Years.
What gift? There's a gift in there?
There is a gift.
Would you give him a gift certificate? Give him cash?
I have a Micro Center gift card.
And his favorite store.
That's great. That's great. Do they sell?
I can always use things from Micro Center.
Do they sell Hooked on Phonics?
They might sell iPads there.
Okay, read the next card. You have to read the exterior and read it out loud.
I got it.
Please read carefully.
But why?
Listen up.
Okay. Read aloud the cover of this card. Then quickly move the card to the microphone closely and open. Please don't screw this up. Happy birthday.
Why are you reading? Why do you read like that? Where you read where the words are just like.
Read smoothly.
You said read slowly. And okay, here we go. I'm going to open it and bring it to the microphone. Let's see. Here we go.
Now read it.
Oh, read it.
Out loud.
Analysis. Spock. If all the candles on the cake were to be lit simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
Open it up.
Annihilation, Jim. Complete, absolute annihilation.
Thank you. All I play to is my man. And when I got legit smiles out of the whole room, I'm a real. You know, my days. I mean, good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good job, Mike.
Lock the door behind you.
That's right.
Oh my.
It's already locked.
Okay, now Rob's card is the last card.
Rob's card. It says RJ.
Now, do you want to give him a heads up that it's the similar type of card?
Yeah, I could feel that.
Yeah, it is.
It's an
audio
scumbag. I didn't get him a card.
I didn't either.
That's the douchebags.
That's right. There you are.
The dueling douchebags.
But I got Rob a card.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, why not RJ? Yeah, next year.
Oh, this is wonderful.
Please read it aloud, then Mike the card.
Okay. Read it aloud. Yeah. Oh, just knowing.
Hold it. You didn't do it.
Well, I can't. There's nothing to read here.
But you at least set it up.
I don't feel
What's on the cover? Anymore. What is on the cover?
Mike, I'm terrible at this, right?
You're terrible at anything that involves
you,
Mike.
Hey, Mike. Thank you. Right?
What's on the front?
On the front is Woodstock and Snoopy.
Uh-huh. All right. What's inside, RJ?
Inside, let's
see. Open it up and see.
Let's open it up. Thank you, Buzz. Happy birthday, Mr. Diaz. Just knowing a fun kid like you gives me happy feet. Thank you, Rob.
Gay.
Gay.
All right. That's nice.
That's good.
Thanks so much. Is that it? Anybody have anything else?
You didn't write what I read what I wrote. I wrote she.
Yeah, well,
I don't see how we can top this.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Start the epic show.
Might as well.
Listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Lieutenant John J. Dunbar?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Indian fighter, huh?
Excuse me?
Well, it says here that you're to be posted on the frontier. The frontier is Indian country. I quickly deduced that you're an Indian fighter. I did not ascend to this position by being stupid.
No, sir. I've always wanted to see the frontier before it's gone.
Such a smart lad coming straight to me. Sir, knight. I am sending you on a knight's errand. My personal seal will assure your safety through many miles of wild and hostile country.
I was wondering, sir, how will I be getting there?
You think I don't know?
No, sir.
You think I don't know?
No, sir, it's just that I don't...
Hold your tongue. I happen to be in a generous mood, and I will grant you a boon. See that peasant out there? He's going to your Fort Sedgwick this very afternoon. You can ride with him if you like. He knows the way. Thank you. That is all. Sir Knight, I just pissed in my pants... And nobody can do anything about it.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Hey, everybody, clap for that Wolfman, huh? Oh, I missed it.
Album
version. Oh, it's the album.
He always gets you with that.
That's like not on my original audition tape, but it's very close to it.
Yeah.
Well, you know the Wolfman. That was
all right. I'm the pompous of love.
Got to be a mid-70s record, I would imagine.
1972, I think?
About that, earlier than that.
That's right.
Yeah. Live from the Cappy Fiper Studios, it's America's most beloved podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show, downloaded more than 12.5 million times and heard in 149 countries worldwide.
Well read, Sir Knight.
Call us. I am in a generous mood and I will grant your boon.
You know what's great is that I almost never would want to turn your mic on during the open, but you had such delightful laughter, I almost turned it on.
I don't know why I love that scene in Dances with Wolves where he meets the insane commander that's out there that's just gone out of his just whack.
The only way you can describe it is when he gives the salute, it looks like Benny Hill. And it was fantastic. My shirt never touched my back on my way home last night. I said, I know how I'm opening the show tomorrow.
Look, Dances with Wolves is an epic film. You can enjoy Dances with Wolves just by seeing the first 10 minutes of it, watching that scene where he meets the guy. So here's our phone number, 718-506-1625. It is Wednesday, March 14th, 2012. And please have something.
That's
if
my advice to the callers.
To call.
Oh, okay. Remember, I've reversed my stance. You can call.
Have something to
but
say.
But please have something.
Our show today is brought to you by...
Us! Poor?
Insurance Services, LLC, official sponsor of our live stage show. They really have been wonderful
they
to
stepped
us.
Up.
And, you know, this was a major undertaking for this show at the State Theater. We're going to stream it live.
Yes.
Thanks to people like Encore, we can do that. Mm-hmm. Thanks to our sponsors, we can give away some door prizes and we can have a good time. We can have the right lighting and the right stuff that we're going to give away and t-shirts and all that good stuff. We need our sponsors for that. And
sure.
We want to thank Encore for being one of our best sponsors
Encore.
For it.
Mm-hmm.
March 31st at the State Theater. That's when we're going to be there. For a free life insurance quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They'll do all the work for you.
Encore, Sir Knight.
We'll compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com.
Encore!
Insurance services. Well, welcome to the show. On today's program, a major day for me yesterday that
really?
Didn't go anything like I expected. And I should have brought it with me. Damn it, I didn't.
What do you need?
Mr. Diaz?
Yes.
Could you do me a favor and go out to the kitchen?
I can do that.
And I believe my phone is on the kitchen table out there.
I don't have my phone
with you.
Oh, snap.
Damn.
Could have picked it up on his way in the back door.
I hate it when he does that.
You know
he's
what?
So giddy.
Boom.
Yes.
Pwned.
This is Bruce.
Yeah, you got pwned.
I got pwned. Pwned, man. On the show today, surprise afternoon with my daughter yesterday. Don't worry, everything's fine.
Okay.
We already said happy birthday to RJ. Bye-bye, Encyclopedia. That was just for you, Rob Spiewak.
I hate that.
Just because
you know,
I always
kind of lusted after the Britannica. I would have loved to have had the World Book,
yeah.
But we were always a Funkin' Wagon family.
A lot of us collected Playboys.
It's funny you brought this up because we just talked about this on Tech 401
mm-hmm.
and Big
About Owen. It going digital, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah and right. Big Owen Dukes because we all sat there. What were your thoughts on the Encyclopedia overall? I loved it. We had the World Book.
I didn't think guys your age would have even used it.
I did too.
I wanted Britannica. But my parents never bought it. They bought the World Book. Mm-hmm. And if you had Britannica growing up, you were the king ass, and your parents had some loot.
Best book.
But
before,
if you had...
Now, we're going to discuss what I'm going to do now.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I'm going to ask someone a question about that.
Okay. Oh, really? But,
and then we're going to discuss what I'm doing, you know, after that.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Okay. That's
awesome.
That's what I want everybody to make sure we do. So,
I understand.
Sadly, we were a Funkin' Wagnalls family, and I'll tell you why.
What's a Funkin' Wagnalls?
Funkin' Wagnalls. Well,
hold on just a second.
You can look it up.
Siri,
uh-oh.
Call mom.
Oh,
mama!
What? Wait a minute.
That would mean that he updated.
Now we know.
Oh, got the 4S?
Now we know how he spent his afternoon.
That's right.
There you go.
Spent more than his afternoon.
Yeah.
Call mom.
Calling mom. Mobile.
Nice.
Wow.
Very good. Maybe his mom has his old iPhone.
Jealousy.
Do I have speaker on now?
Well, you have 4S.
I heard it ring.
Yeah, yeah. Shh.
Doesn't sound like.
Now it's not.
Hello?
Well, he's got the battery cover, so that covers the speaker. That's not really conducive.
No, but we
this.
Heard Siri,
Shut
though.
I can't do the thing with... Yep.
Yeah, nobody talk.
It's a radio
probably show.
Out. Yep.
Oh, okay, all right. So I was going to ask her what kind of... I have Siri.
You got Siri.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I have Siri. That'll be later in the show. Getting back to the encyclopedias, I don't think we had Britannica. I think we had
World Book.
Yeah. Was World Book the one that was white on the outside?
Well, World Book was in all different colors. The one I remember was red and blue.
I had the blue one.
Yeah.
The blue
one. I thought you young guys have had the encyclopedia.
Right.
No. In the day, did you grow up with the encyclopedia?
Well, I'm a little bit older than Oscar. And I mean, you know, we weren't using computers yet.
Yeah, you didn't have internet in high school yet.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys are still old.
And you know what was so great is that you couldn't check out an encyclopedia because it was a reference book, so you'd have to actually hang at the library to use it.
Right, that's what I did.
The reason that we got...
Well, we couldn't afford encyclopedias.
Funkin' Wagnalls
we had the World Book.
Was really a garbage encyclopedia, but you bought it...
And my dad got them for free because he was in the ad game.
He got them free.
I got my Funkin' Wagnalls a few at a time.
Not for free, he got them free.
All right, Emily Post.
I had those two, Buzz. But the Funkin' Wagnalls at Safeway, volume 1 was 99 cents.
Right.
And then they were $5.99 a book thereafter.
I thought that was reasonable.
So you bought them once a
week. Well, you didn't have to shell out all the money at once.
It took you 28 weeks. If you wanted to look up Zimbabwe, you were screwed.
How much did they cost? I don't remember because my parents bought it, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember what I do.
Hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
What I do remember is
like $800,000?
That if you were going to do some kind of academic work, like a term paper, and you were going to use the encyclopedia, you were going to get caught because they'd seen the same sources.
Everything.
Right.
These teachers had seen the same sources. Kids today today have an opportunity, you know, with this amazing information highway that we have on the internet to utilize so many different sources that they can pull it off. Although, you know, good teachers can still spot
Spot Wikipedia. Yeah.
So with the death of Encyclopedia Britannica, here's what they said last night.
But it's not the death of it; it's just going to digital.
Well, the actual encyclopedia book.
Right. Right.
Book. Here's how they covered it on NBC. I only play this because he likes to hear Brian.
Yay!
Okay.
After 244 years, the Encyclopedia Britannica is going out of print, at least in book form. And in plain English, which the folks at Britannica might appreciate, the internet blew right by them and they didn't keep up, kind of like Kodak and digital photography. They were Google, think about it, before there was Google. Mm-hmm. But then Wikipedia became the research choice almost by default, and it gained increasing acceptance. These days, the book form of Britannica is just 1% of their business.
Wow.
Yeah, imagine if Britannica had gotten ahead of this. You know, you can always say that hindsight 50-50, but if they would have got...
Or 2020.
Oh, damn it! Never get it.
Yeah, maybe 50-50 is why they're going out of business.
Is that if they would have gotten ahead of this, they could have been the Wikipedia of the day because they had the name brand already.
Exactly.
That's
they
it.
They really could have owned it. It's amazing. It was, you know, for someone, I love information, and I would read books about TV and books about records and stuff like that, but the Encyclopedia, and the one I remember at the library is the World Book, because it was really sort of pop culture oriented. I could just pick up a volume and flip through it.
I always coveted the giant dictionary in the library.
The unabridged dictionary.
And I made it my goal to one day own my own. And even though it's worthless now and you have dictionary.com, I still like having that super large, incredible book.
But you just like heavy books.
It is. Well, I'm amazed that even the younger guys in our crew remember that, because I kind of thought it was extinct for a long time. Before we move on, let me just share a letter here that I really, really love, that a message that I got on Facebook, and this is just pure gratification for the show.
Okay.
I thought it was from Mr. Britannica.
This comes from a guy named David Tanner, and he said, I was listening to your show today and heard you mention Kevin Smith and his Smodcast. I just wanted you to know that you are responsible for me starting to listen to podcasts. After TMOS was taken off the air, I would Google you from time to time in the hope of finding your show again.
He also looked us up in the Britannica, but we weren't there.
When I heard, there they are. Thank you very much. When I heard that you were starting a podcast, hold on just a second.
Oh, Mike found his glass. Oh, this is not from a guy named Tanner. It's from a guy named Phil.
When I heard you were starting a podcast, I made sure that I was in from day one. After about 2 years of listening to your show, I decided that I like the freedom of downloading podcasts and listening to them at my leisure.
Yeah.
But I was only getting 5 to 7 hours of content a week. So I started to look for other podcasts that I might like. I found Kevin Smith's website, as he puts out enough entertaining content to keep me entertained when I've listened to everything that you provide for my entertainment. The point of everything is that I am writing to say to your show is so well put together and offers so much that all other podcasts that I have found pale in comparison.
Cool.
Kevin Smith's shows are entertaining because Kevin Smith is a ridiculously interesting personality.
True. Yeah. True.
Your show is great because you have a professionally produced show that provides nonstop entertainment and a variety of well thought out segments that when put together as a whole could be a number one rated show in any radio market in the country.
Oh, it was.
While maintaining the freedom of podcast and losing all the BS that comes with a conventional radio show. Right. I'm not sure how well my point is coming across while I'm reading your letter, pal, but ultimately I just wanted you to know that I like you best.
Oh,
and I just thought that was a very
great
cool letter.
That's a great letter.
I got
letter.
Like three
don't you love it?
I call them my Quan letters.
Yeah.
I got three Quan messages today, which just really for all of you that don't think that I either read this stuff or pay attention to it, it just boosts me up at times when even I need it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I love doing this show. I've talked about that before, but to get that kind of review with somebody that really gets it,
it's really nice,
really makes me feel like what we're doing is worthwhile.
One of my favorite compliments, and he named it in there, is that we sound good, and we've always prided ourselves on the overall sound,
the
of
audio the, quality,
even
of
if
the, show.
The content sucks.
Right,
at least it sounds.
I think there might be a little distortion today when we're all yelling at RJ simultaneously.
Maybe
I think that might be a problem for
certainly
that.
No distortion. We were waiting for the laughs.
So yesterday, we're experiencing an amazing heat wave here in the United States, all I think about now, because I'm still rehabbing the knee, I can't think about golf yet. I'm thinking about motorcycle, because I'm really enjoying getting out on the scoot and riding around. And yesterday I was thinking about that, but as I was ready, the show was over. We had a long day for us yesterday. A lot of meetings, a lot of stuff we were working on.
Really? I don't recall.
A lot of stuff we were working on, and I will tell you, at the end of the day, it was great to say, hey, I'll get on the scoot, until I got a call from my daughter.
Oh.
And I'll tell you all about that coming up next.
It's too darn hot. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. We talk about it. Yes, Sammy Davis is dead.
And he had a glass eye.
For pointing that out. Appreciate that. Wait Not is our sponsor. They really have been with us for quite some time now. And the reason they have is because it just seems like when one person gets done, another person jumps on the bandwagon. Right. Rob Spiewak, the very latest to do this, he has discovered that with many different weight loss programs that he's been on throughout the years, this is the most successful you've ever been. And I know you're loving this more than anything.
The easiest, and the thing I was talking to someone today about it, I said, it's not based on shakes or magic candy bars or anything like that. It's real food. It's vitamins, supplements, and real food. You can exist in real life and stay on plan, and that's why it's so easy to lose the weight.
It's worked for you.
And it has actually, Mike, international implications. Because
mm-hmm.
as I went in to have my tuxedo coat altered yesterday.
Right.
There was an Asian gentleman?
It was a lady. She was a Chinaman. And I couldn't tell what she was saying, but she was very impressed with my weight loss. I just couldn't make out the words.
I tried to head him off.
It was something about, hi, Elsa, honey, honey. I said, no, not 30, 70 pounds. Like, ah! And she was very pleased.
You.
Anyway, so she said,
that's her.
You know, I played that for Julia, working. And she told me what they're singing. It's The Man Who Broke the Dragon's Heart.
Oh, really?
Yeah, listen.
Well, that's what it is.
That's why we have kids. She looked it up in the encyclopedia.
Boys, you got to loop that for me.
But anyway.
I listened to that for an hour.
The Chinaman was very, very pleased with my weight loss and said I looked great. So really, when people from other countries are complimenting you, you feel like a million yen.
There you go. And it's Weight Not. It's
How
Weight
much is
Not.
That exactly?
You know, I'm not sure they're going to dig
about
that one, Rob.
$80.
855 Weight Not, 855-934-4486. Really, a lot of people don't try to lose weight. They think they'll fail.
Right.
With Weight Not, you get the results quickly, and you're motivated to keep going. Even our personal doctors are telling us it's a great way to eat, and it really is. It is so healthy. It's a lot of good protein.
Eating, yeah.
It's a lot of vegetables. It's fruits. It's supplements, and really find nuts. Out why it's worked. Nuts. You're nuts.
Yeah, you're nuts.
855 Weight Not. 855-934-4486 or weightnot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in. All right, for all the parents out there, you all know what I'm talking about. Over the weekend, my daughter called me. And crisis.
Oh,
crisis.
My.
Mm-hmm. She's lost her phone.
Oh. Well, that is a crisis.
It is a crisis. You know, we all, especially in the era of smartphones, we all
our lives
have our
are in there.
Smartphones with us, and we all need our smartphones. And Yes.
Did she activate the Find My Phone
she
feature?
Did not, unfortunately. We've certainly had that lecture. We understand what's going on with that. She works her butt off. She truly does. She does full-time at school, and then she works. She's worked for months now.
A lot of hours.
Three nights a week at this restaurant, and she's worked Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. She does not miss. She goes there religiously.
And
she's really a hardworking girl.
Amazingly young to be an executive chef.
She does a great job. So she said it's at work. She put it down. She went to find it. Bam, it's gone. She doesn't know if it's been lifted or whether somebody discovered it. However,
a lot of times in a restaurant, stuff can just get thrown away.
This is
it just happens.
The thing is, though, if somebody did try to get in contact, she's got the passcode. That's the catch-22 with the passcode. Mm-hmm. You have a passcode on your phone. It's kind of difficult to get into the phone to say, hey,
I have your phone.
Right. So anyway, I said, listen, we'll try to do this on Tuesday. She said, Dad, I've got, I think, play practice on Friday. She works full-time. Mm-hmm. She is in the school play playing the Cheshire Cat in Alice in Wonderland.
Very cool.
And she carries the full academic
load.
I'm very
than
proud
that,
of my daughter.
And, but other and, than that, very little.
Just to go get her kids. Yeah. So I said over the weekend, Tuesday we'll do it. Tuesday after school, you can either come over here or I'll come pick you up and we'll go and see what we can do. And I'm very clear to say Daddy, you know, probably can't pop for the full phone if that's what, you know, we're going to have to make some sort of an adjustment.
Right.
So I'm sitting there yesterday, and every parent's gone through this. All I thought after our day was motorcycle, little freedom, little ride, clear the air, clear my head. That's what I, daddy's going on a motorcycle. Hi, Dad. Yeah. And that's the way she's just so adorable. She said, hi, Dad. And so are you coming over here? Or am I coming over there? I'm like, and I have the Napoleon Dynamite reaction where I'm like, I mean, I had the best. I have the motorcycle. I am literally getting ready to put
shirtless.
But listen, every parent, every father, everybody's been through, you know,
there's it's not
no
even
way.
A choice.
It's you don't have a choice.
It's not even a choice.
Because you're not going, oh, I really can't do it, honey, because I want to ride a motorcycle for an hour. Yes. No, that's not going to work. So she takes priority. And then I'm like, oh, I got to go all the way. No, I don't. Hey, she's got her driver's license.
Hey, what a relief.
I said, okay, honey, drive over here, meet me, and then we will head out to the Apple store, and we will see what's going to happen. So we get to the Apple store.
Apple,
we get there and walk in, and you know, it's once again that experience that we've all had. I talk about it, even though they are not a sponsor, that it just, in the world of retail, their act together is so superior to anything that I ever deal with.
It's,
you
know, better.
You walk in and there's a guy in the little blue shirt and he's there and bingo, it begins.
Yep. Right.
What can we do? First thing, goes into his little, let's see if your phone is traceable. Mm-hmm. If we can find your phone. No, she didn't activate that.
No.
Then he starts, then the beginning of my mind numbing as he begins to describe the cloud and where you do this and how this is, and he begins to, like all those beautiful geniuses over there, they begin to spew knowledge that begins to slowly, if my mouth was closed, it begins to open up a crack.
Hangs
and then
open.
By the end of it, by the time I was done with the whole procedure, I was looking like this.
By the end of the procedure, you really, they could be telling you lies and you'd buy it 100%. The new iPhone can drive an automobile.
Now,
yes, well, you've got to download this.
I love my daughter,
yes,
and I would do anything for my daughter, but I also teach my kids personal responsibility.
Okay.
And when he said to me, a brand new iPhone is like $600 and I looked at her. I mean, I'm not to be cruel, but I want them to know the value of a buck. And I looked at it. I looked at her. I said, "You are SOL." I pointed at her. I said, "Daddy's not spending that money for that phone you lost." Effectively.
Well, you're saving up for that lawnmower.
I've got to keep my grass trimmed.
That's right.
So at the same time,
self-propelled phone.
At one point, but I felt bad, and I was also going to say she's using a $30 phone with a no contract phone. That's what and I know that we're going to have to go down to another phone, which is sad, but I don't know. You know, they don't replace them, and we didn't get the insurance. We don't have anything we were supposed to do.
I just figured out your whole story.
Okay, so
go ahead. Stop it,
Mark. So yeah, because of course, because you're Mr. McIntosh.
Yeah.
You're Mr. Apple Boy. So and
that's his favorite restaurant.
It took you that long,
Apple Boys.
But he says so. The guy goes, well, you know what I'd like to do is, you know, she's not going to get a smart. It's not insured. He said, well, how many phones are on your plan? I said, there are three. There's me and my two daughters.
1 million phones.
And he said, do you know if you are eligible for an upgrade? Mm. And suddenly I went,
yes.
Me.
Yeah.
Me. And
all about me.
Oh, it suddenly becomes.
Suddenly it's affordable.
Well, no, it's better.
An upgrade for me to the iPhone 4S.
Right. Yeah, this is Catherine, right? Suddenly she's S-I-L.
Suddenly things are beginning. He gets in and goes, well, you're eligible for an upgrade to the iPhone 4S for $199.
Right.
Nice.
Which is still too much money, in my opinion, but it wasn't the $600.
I don't know. You got to talk to Siri on the show today. Sounds like a write-off.
I look at Catherine, and Catherine looks at me because she knows immediately that the pot of gold has just arrived.
Oh, she probably figured it out moments before you did.
Because all she cares about is having a smartphone. You know, and then she loves it. She was expressing to me, as everybody who's used these phones, you become completely dependent.
Right,
addicted to them, and so you know, I was eligible for that. I said, let's get her going.
Yeah. Cool.
Let's nice. Make it
so
happen.
She gets your old phone.
Yeah. How much
she,
memory did you get?
She gets my, I don't remember.
Ironic, see, don't do, isn't it?
Don't ask the questions like the guy
in
the store.
I can tell you if
you want to hand it over to I don't give an ass.
He doesn't remember how much
you hoard
memory.
Yourself,
I think
though.
It's going to be at least.
Why did I
mean, you're great for the next 3 months, but when the 5 comes out, you won't be able to get it unless you pay full price.
Yeah.
You took your upgrade. Okay.
I don't care.
All right.
I mean, I really don't care. You mean what? I think I should have waited?
You can do the
no,
same
thing. No.
You had no choice.
You could have gone on. He had a choice. You could have gone on Craigslist and bought a used phone for like $200. You could have gone on eBay and bought a used phone for $200 instead of whoring your upgrade. And I mean,
then,
I've done this. That's why I've been down this. Remember, I lost my phone.
And then turn around and buy the new
one. Yeah, because I've lost my. Remember, I lose phones too. I know.
However,
exactly
Mike,
how this works.
I will tell you this. I did.
How
the
long
exa-
is it going to be before I get another upgrade?
2 years.
2 years.
No, usually, no. With Apple, usually you're eligible after a year.
Okay, a year.
Cool.
But Mike, I did the exact same thing. Knowing what Oscar just said, I did the exact same thing and gave Carrie my old phone. I think it's worth
the
risk. I think what you did was smart.
But I'm in the store.
Yeah, you're there. It's easy.
So I'm in there, and I said, "What the hell?" And you know, and then it's like. Let the games begin.
That's very sweet
and
of you.
And that's when it becomes, do you want to set up on the cloud? Do you want to get your information from one phone? They're having trouble getting that. They go to my phone and they said, okay, we'll just do it this way. And it says 9 hours to get. And I'm all
yeah,
of a sudden.
Because all
porn. And meanwhile, I go from one guy to another guy. Then they said, do you use these products for business? I said, I got 20 guys that use these for business. Mm-hmm. All of us. And then they descended upon me because I guess they
did you want mention the show?
Business. Yes, I mentioned the show.
That always helps.
And so they're really good over there.
Which store did you, which one did you go
the
to?
The one in, the one, the closest one
okay.
down the road.
Right.
Where, that has the enemy that used to work at my restaurant. You know?
Oh.
Yeah, he never looks at me. You know, it's funny though. You know, this is a guy that wrote bad things about me
what,
on the internet.
White or black?
I got a black.
Oh, nice.
Are you describing black. The phone or the guy?
This before you.
So they go on, they go on, they go on, and I'm such an idiot. I get all my contacts transferred in the store.
Yes.
And then he says, in order to get the rest of your information, just go home and plug it into iTunes, and then you're done. And
right.
it won't be 9 hours. It'll be in your computer.
Right.
It'll be bing, bang,
sync.
Boom.
Yeah.
And then after you are done with that, what you want to do is you want to reset your phone so that your daughter's information,
yes.
and she goes home to where she lives with her mother,
yes.
plugs into her iTunes,
and
she will be able to. It's really not that big a deal, but
right.
when you hear it from 4 different people,
yeah, right.
and I start getting nervous,
oh, no.
and I,
oh,
I
you know,
start
you think
double
of the,
checking.
You think of the old days when to get your contacts transferred over from phone to phone, it was like a 2-hour procedure in store, and
right.
you get nervous.
Yeah, and when you are on this new, it's really the new operating software and the 4S.
Right.
Sometimes, like for example, if I was on a plan with someone, I would if I'm on a photo stream or if I'm on the music and we
what's
all,
a photo
we all,
stream?
So basically, if you allow them to, they can see all the pictures you put on your phone on their phone. It just pops up as soon as you take a picture.
Gotcha. Okay.
So you can do that, and you have to implement that setting. But I remember when I was on a plan, I would see all these pictures pop up, and I was like, I didn't take these pictures.
Right.
Right.
But it's on the photo stream. Now, that being said, now, as a parent, I don't necessarily know if you want your kids seeing your photos and you want to see your kids' photos.
Right.
But unless you make sure that setting's not on, anything's possible. So you got to think about all those things.
What is that, an aardvark?
I see. I started to open my mouth just there.
Yes.
When you started going on with that, I was like,
yes.
duh. All
right,
I know is like
right.
I erase, I get my stuff, I make sure my stuff's on there, and then I erase the stuff
you
on my
say
phone.
That
I
now,
have never seen an elephant that
but
color.
What if you took like, okay, look, this
what,
is an adult
nude
show.
Pictures?
Not, I don't say you stand in front of the mirror and take nude pictures.
I erased
of
everything on my phone.
Okay.
I just
it's all,
saying
it's all clear.
Okay.
Even the ones of you
right?
squatting over
I mean,
the
I
mirror?
Don't know. You just said you're bored listening to me.
But no. I mean, stop. Just you stop. I'm dealing with him right now. This is starting to make my brain hurt like it did yesterday.
Oh, no.
I hate this. I'm not that technologically savvy. Just let me get to the where I was.
Okay.
So we get home.
Yes.
The first thing I do is I plug. I plug my new phone in,
yes.
and it starts to give me all the stuff.
Right.
Takes
yeah.
a while
recognize.
Because it's putting all my songs
music
and music is my most important
yes.
thing.
Right.
Music is the most important thing to me in the world. Thank you.
Wow. Is your old,
thank you all
is your old phone hard reset? Did you clear it out?
I'm getting to that.
Okay.
That's. Let me explain.
Yes.
I just figured it out. God, yeah. I just got it. I just got it with you tech efforts. I just got it. This is the problem.
Wow.
patience.
Yeah.
Slow down. Yeah. That's what
these
guys.
Be patient like Mike O'Mara.
This guy. Shut up, Rob. Just shut up, Rob. Just, oh, God, what, RJ?
It's because we know it. That's why we just deliver it so fast.
Okay.
That's the problem.
And that's the problem. Right. Mm-hmm. Let me process it before you jump to the next thing.
Sorry.
You all want to go blah, 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 blah. I've got to do this first. So I'm telling you, okay. I plug into the iTunes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I get all the stuff.
Yeah.
And then I know, and I'm going to wait till all my stuff has been transferred just to make sure there are no glitches.
Take
and
a breath.
What?
Take a breath. Even you're going too fast now. We need to go at the speed of RJ reading a birthday card.
Then I will take Catherine's new phone, which is my old phone, and I will erase everything.
Yes. Right. Mm-hmm.
So what I do is I go into the settings, and it says, they put on the back of a business card, go into settings, general, reset.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I didn't reset. I erased. Mm. I erased everything.
Okay.
And then as soon as I said, all right, your phone should be ready to go. Well, it wasn't ready to go. It said no service. And I was worried that I probably should have hit reset instead of erase everything.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I was concerned at that point.
Well, that's a
joke. I was freaked out that I had destroyed. Oh, in between, we have to get what's called a SIM card.
Yeah.
And go from the Apple store up to the AT&T store to get the SIM card to put in there.
That is an honest question.
Yes.
I don't know what the difference between erase and reset is.
I think
reset,
erase.
I know reset
the
whole
answer.
Thing.
Excuse me.
Okay.
I have the answer.
Awesome.
Okay, I did some phone calling.
Well.
Obviously not on the old phone.
I was concerned about this because she had no service and she couldn't use her phone.
Right.
Then she goes off. I said, okay, I call the, did I call Apple? I think I called Apple. Apple said it should be fine. All she has to do to reactivate her phone is to plug it into her iTunes, and everything should be fine.
Right.
But it's 40 minutes between my house and my ex-wife's house, and she's going home there, so we have that big moment. So she leaves, and after she leaves, it's like, okay, my phone's all downloaded. It's time to play with Siri.
Yes. Nice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What I've been waiting for. The whole reason for this $199, I want to play with a computer lady.
Sure. Yeah.
That's what I want to play with. And I go in there and I press the button that you're supposed to hold, the home button on the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
And what comes up is like this blue thing that says voice.
Yeah.
And I say, that's not Siri.
No.
That's not Siri.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't have Siri.
Same thing happened to
that
me. Thing.
And I sit there and I look, and all of a sudden you look at the phone that they have on the box. And the phone that they have on the box has a little indentation at the top with another indentation at the top.
Yes.
And I looked and I went, suddenly, even though I have watched people hand me the new phone and download it, I suddenly believe that somehow, with all this running around to the AT&T store and to the Mac store, that the phone that I have, it's been bait and switched. That this is not Siri. That this is not the 4S. I'm talking to Carla. I have Carla bring her phone out to compare the way. They look exactly the same.
Do.
Bad move, Apple.
What does
they
it say?
Should look different.
What does it say on the back?
It has a number on the back, and I read the number to the guy, but at this point, I look and I call, because I panic again, I call back to the Mac store.
Right.
I said, hello, number one idiot again. Listen,
at this time, are they picking up and saying, Mike?
I think we've gotten in the wrong situation here. Now, I've been into the settings, and I do that. The guy says, go into your settings, look down the line, and somehow, you know, idiot McGee missed the Siri.
No, you know what?
Right in the middle there.
You didn't miss it. When you do that reboot, that original setup,
yes,
it defaults to Siri being off. Same thing happened to me. Same idiot call. So don't feel Don't feel stupid.
Thank you.
Or feel as stupid as I felt.
And now I'm playing with Siri a little bit. And to be honest with you, I'm 50-50 on Siri.
Well, you know what?
I think Siri is great sometimes, but most of the time, like I woke up this morning. And I said to Siri, and I'll do it here. This is what I did just to experiment. I will do that. What are you laughing at, RJ?
He just got the birthday card.
This is what I did. Siri, what temperature is it in Manassas right now?
It's currently 59 degrees in Manassas, Virginia.
That's pretty cool.
How cool is that?
All right, hold on. Let me try another one here. Siri, is there a chance that I could f*** you up the ass?
Hey! Hey! Oh, no!
Oh.
Now.
Oh!
Now.
She wants me to.
The sooner the better is her answer.
We should leave.
Anyway.
Oh, so. I think that was more of a British now.
Anybody got a question I could ask Siri that might be fun?
Tell it.
Then we have to all be quiet.
Tell it you have to take a dump.
Okay. I have to take a dump.
I didn't find any public toilets.
That is awesome. That's great. Mark Ronick with the tip in.
Nice. You know what, Mike? That's as you get great. To know your phone, that's I think that you will like Siri less. The thing that I love the most, and they don't even market it, is the ability to dictate your texts.
Yeah, that's fun. Yeah.
Now, that's fun. That when you're driving, much, that's very safe. Much more useful.
The best part was when Rob was first playing with it, he was texting me via voice through Siri,
right.
And he was laughing at it while he was texting, and it came back to me. Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, that's awesome.
So,
but they don't even market
but
that.
But your review right. is absolutely right. It, people have been using it now for maybe 6 months. I don't know how long.
It's not worth a new phone.
No, they're like, look, it's not what they say it was. It's not a perfect technology.
It's a little faster.
Yeah, it's definitely a better phone.
4G yeah. in most places.
But
so.
The Siri is not what everybody wants it to be.
No, it's
and
not
I don't
the
care
magic
for the
thing.
Name.
Siri.
Yeah.
No. I keep thinking of Tom Cruise's daughter.
Siri.
So in any event, Catherine gets home, serious. Gets her phone. She's happy. I'm happy. Happy ending to the story.
That's awesome. And you know what?
Thank you very much.
It's another great Apple experience. I wish they could screw something up because it's more fun to complain.
The only problem I have at the Apple store is when I go to the Apple store is the one guy that used to work at my restaurant who we had a little financial dispute with.
Yes.
And at the end, when we were closing the restaurant, and he has considered me the greatest villain of all time ever since.
Yeah.
And so when I go in there, I just eyeball him because I want to see if he'll make eye contact.
Sure.
And I don't even know whether, you know, he tries to avoid even looking at me when I'm in there. I don't want a direct conflict. But
next time, just make the drive into Tyson's. Everybody loves you at Tyson's.
Yeah, maybe might have to do that.
Yeah.
But you don't want one guy to prevent you from doing that. And they're also damn nice at that other one in Fair Oaks.
Well, right. You know what? They're nice
they really
everywhere.
Are.
Reston is great, too.
They're terrific. We will take a break. When we come back, it's Rob's Magic Audio Vault on the Mike O'Meara Show. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. We want to thank you all for selling out our State Theater appearance coming up. March 31st, we're going to be there 800 strong live. It's going to be really the centerpiece. It's a regular podcast that we're going to do on stage that we're going to stream to the rest of the country and surrounded by a lot of fun and games for you, the live audience. We're going to be out there.
A lot
we're
of
be
surprises.
Black Gold, Mark Ronick's brother's band, and it's going to be fantastic. Michael Hoover, an Elvis impersonator. What better way to start the evening?
Perfect.
We'll have door prizes out there. It's going to be lots of fun, plenty of food and drink, and I don't know why I'm selling it because you've already sold it out.
That's right. No returns.
We're excited. It's going to be fun.
We're very excited, and that comes up March 31st, so make sure we'll have more information about the Ustream feed, so if you weren't able to get tickets, you'll be able to see it online, and that should be fun. Anyway, Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by Smart Smoke, the premium e-cigarette. Smart Smoke has the nicotine you crave, but without the tar, odor, secondhand smoke, or carcinogens. With same-day shipping and a money-back guarantee, Smart Smoke is the smarter alternative to tobacco, and it costs 80% less than traditional tobacco products. If you're a cigar lover, try the Belvedere.
Hello, I'm Mr. Belvedere.
Hello, time for your bath.
The equivalent of 6 double Coronas. Not that every time you smoke it, you get the equivalent.
No, it's, right. That's how long it lasts.
So it's like a 12-pack?
The thing you will, if you get this Belvedere, which I have sampled on three or four different occasions, this Belvedere lasts forever.
Mm-hmm.
And you put it down, you get done smoking the thing, and you put it down, you can come back to it.
For someone
pick
who
it
loves
again,
cleaning up the studio, I hated it because it was here for like 4 weeks.
And then I was using another one.
That's right.
And then I went back to that. Can we get some more of those?
Yeah. Yes, we can.
I love those things. I really, really do. And it's you get done with that and you get all of the satisfaction. This is me as a cigar smoker. All of the satisfaction to me, really. Is it exactly like a cigar? No, it's not exactly like a cigar. But you get that same sensation and that same wonderful smoke feeling of having a good cigar. And it's electronic, and you don't wake up in the morning feeling like the Russian army marched through your mouth. Check it out. See all the styles, flavors, and strengths. Just click the Smart Smoke ad on our website. I will tell you this, that, look, I know it's not completely going off a product that you smoke with, but Carla was able to successfully quit smoking cigarettes because of Smart Smoke.
That's excellent.
And
a lot of people
if
have.
You are addicted and you want to try something that's a viable alternative, and for now, I think it's a great alternative.
Yeah, absolutely
and,
is.
She swears by it. So Smart Smoke, check their ad out on our website. We appreciate that. Time to open up the Audio Vault for today, Wednesday. This is what, March 14th?
It is all day, Mike. You're a fan of the Doobies, right?
I love the
Doobies. So
one of my favorite, my original favorite band.
I thought so. Sadly, easy you. We lost one of the founding members, and yes. his name is I lost right. Michael Hosack. He was the drummer.
Yeah.
And he stopped touring for them for a while. Bless you. In the 70s, but he played on all the hit records, and like this one, this is a personal favorite of mine. Because it has the Cocker Spaniel singing lead.
And I think whenever Rob plays the Doobies, it's always a chance for Rob Spiewak and Mike O'Mara to simultaneously do their simultaneous Michael McDonald impression. Listen up, everybody. Here we go.
He came from somewhere back in a long ago. Set a battle for the Sagagagra to be created.
Tribute.
Once in a
Bob goes higher than I do. Thank you.
Go on the road. But so many great records. And
Cocker Spaniel?
I think you always sing freaking Cocker Spaniel. China Grove, awesome. Yeah.
This is great, everybody. How you doing? Yes, Reed, it's about 14 minutes before the hour of high noon. Have you ever seen weather like this in March? Absolutely astonishing. It's going to be sunny today. Temperature is going to be 80 to 85 degrees. Get outside and enjoy yourself. I can't believe it. The current temperature of this hour on March 14th, 72 degrees. Get out and enjoy it, everybody. It's going to be spring.
Tight, man.
Wow.
I don't know how you do it.
Almost drowned. Awesome. Yes, but excellent.
Woo. Excellent.
Very
Thank
cool.
you.
And
Thank
one
you very
last
much.
One, just a highlight. Good drumming on this.
Oh, absolutely. Kind of taught myself to drum with the Doobie Brothers.
Did you really?
I used Buddy Rich and I used the Doobie Brothers records.
God, that sort of covers the whole gamut, doesn't it?
Yeah, I love them. I love the Doobie Brothers.
Yeah, me
and,
too.
You know, they might have been the first classic rock band to be really burned out.
No, Bob Seger. Bob Seger burned before they did.
You think so?
Absolutely. Based on old time rock and roll.
When I say burned, I mean not that the band burned out, but the airplay.
They got played so much. Right. Yeah.
Well, Safe Home, Michael Hosack, 65 is too young for anybody.
Yeah. Hear some funky. Dixieland, pretty great mama, song. Come and take me by the hand.
By the hand, hand, take me by the hand.
Pretty mama, dance with your daddy all night long.
Backwater, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
I don't think Michael McDonald sings on Blackwater, does he?
But I don't do the other guy. All right, let's go back. Hines Ward, Mike, you remember a few months back when Hines Ward, Pittsburgh, right?
Yes. Pittsburgh.
Got picked up for DUI.
Wonderful wide receiver. Mm-hmm. Was on Dancing with the Stars and really appeared to be a good guy, but he had a little trouble with the DUI.
Got picked up with the DUI, and he was mainly concerned with the DUI, not that he had broken the law, that he didn't want ESPN to find out about it. Yeah. How do I know this? Because the dash cam video has been released from his arrest.
Oops.
Here's Hines Ward.
Can I get out on bail? Is it going to be all in the newspaper, though?
Only if you tell somebody.
No, I already know ESPN. They always be looking.
But then they have to know the law.
They look every night.
The cop is like really talking him down. Yeah. Well, they have to know the look. It's going to be fine. You're going to go to jail.
Yeah. I do too.
Where they know what to look at.
Right.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Please, I already know how y'all gonna put it out like that. Don't put it out like that. They're gonna have me all on ESPN and stuff.
You know, oh dear, it is. I know.
You can tell it was a DUI though, can't you?
I know a guy who got picked up for a DUI.
Yeah, I know. He's and close to you.
And the thing is he went through the whole night. He never said, "Oh my goodness."
I want to be on DCR TV.
No, he said a lot of things, but he ain't said that. Donald Trump.
She, indeed.
Donald Trump, Mike, does not have a great vocabulary.
Right.
And also this week, it was brought up that his sons went elephant hunting.
Killing
elephants.
Yeah, I couldn't believe this. Yeah. I really couldn't believe
it. And
this.
Even though it's legal, technically, this is not a good thing to do.
Yeah.
And this is him.
Big game hunting in Africa.
This is
way
him,
to go, boys.
This is him addressing, by the way, I don't like hunting, he says. But this is him addressing the fact that his sons do love hunting.
Okay, listen for the lack of big words.
Yes. I'm not a hunter, and I'm not a big fan of hunting, but they're both expert. And I know that according to what I was told, everything was done strictly according to the books, and they gave actually the meat to the tribes and everything, the local tribes. But I've never liked it. I've never liked that they liked it.
I've never liked it. I've never liked it that they like it.
I'll tell you, in his simplicity, I kind of like the Trumpster for that. Yeah. You know, he doesn't like it. He doesn't like that they like it. And, you know, it's your kids. And if they have a passion, they go
you
out.
You know what I think?
But I think big game. I think
he does like it.
I think it's that you really do. You think he's lying?
I don't think that a kid would develop a love for big game hunting if it doesn't come from somewhere.
No,
but
I think he's distancing himself from
his dad. Grandfather.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Came from Trump's father. Yeah, it was Trump's father or
Tito Trump?
I don't know.
I'm one of the
Billy
other
Trump.
Kids. I'm not sure.
Also, look, Jermaine. From a guy that just got like maybe a small view of what this life might be like.
Right.
Yeah.
Just from this past weekend. It just, I think these people that have so much money, they have to almost find things that no one else can do,
mm-hmm. right.
and do them. Now, do I think it's right? No, not necessarily, but I was just listening to an interview and Jonah Hill was talking about how he became famous. And as you become famous, you start getting on private jets and you start dealing with people with a lot of money.
Right.
And he thinks it's always funny that the guy who owns a G4 jet thinks he's so important that he can't just ride in the jet. He also has to sit in front of the jet with the pilot to make sure that the pilot doesn't mess things up because he's worth so much money, but he can't enjoy that well.
Right. Right. Perspective.
Yes.
And but the thing about this kind of hunting is, you know, you're talking about, yes, we give the meats to the tribes, mm-hmm. but, you know, aren't some of these species that they go try to blow away, aren't they endangered?
I recently took the kids to the circus.
Right.
And the kids had a blast because it's the greatest show on earth. Yeah. But to me, it was ruined by having to watch the elephants perform. And I don't think the kids pick up on this.
Yeah,
it's humiliating to a magnificent animal. Yeah, and right. to make them do that, it's literally hard to
isn't
watch.
Isn't the circus getting to be dated? I mean,
oh,
I
would think outdated. So. Yeah.
So it's slavery. Yeah.
It's time to retire it completely.
Yeah. Yeah. But it is the greatest show on earth.
do you Adam, still like the circus?
You know what? The elephants literally ruined it for me.
And I would say the same thing when you see those animals and how they, you know, allegedly right. are treated with the hooks and everything. Yeah, right.
It's horrible. You're absolutely right.
Right.
Didn't we used to have a guy that worked for the circus, yes. work for us?
We did.
Yes, we did.
Also obsolete.
That's true.
Yes, RJ.
My brother's currently works for Ringling Brothers.
Oh, really?
And is in town on the train doing the circus this week.
Wow. Really?
Wow.
I'm so going if anybody to tell wants to go, you. Let me know.
I hate the circus. I know. Yeah. I've always hated the circus.
But it must be fun backstage.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Big Top Pee Wee was pretty cool.
Yeah, and you know what? The greatest,
not as good as Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
Yeah. The greatest show on earth. Great. Bing Crosby and Bob Hope in the audience. Funny stuff.
Speaking of animal cruelty, HBO has just pulled that show Luck because now three horses have had to be euthanized. Yeah,
really?
The production of that
show. Oh, I love that show.
You love Luck.
Oh, I watch every minute, every episode.
I am with our good friend Patton Oswalt, who said, Oswalt, I should say, who said, I really tried. Luck, I really tried. I tried to like you.
They pulled it?
I really tried. I don't like that show.
I don't like it.
Oh, I love it.
Doesn't make sense to me. I don't get it.
Have they euthanized Dustin Hoffman yet?
That's next.
Oh, that's very soon. Now, what we were talking about,
I am
Donald
ready to
Trump.
Jump into Game of Thrones, though. I am ready to jump into
Game of Thrones. Is that a show or a lifestyle?
It's a show.
That is.
Yes.
There's a guy that sent me the box set. I got to get the letter, and ooh. I'll read the letter because he sent me the box set. Really nice letter, and I am going to tackle, if I get a chunk of time, tackle season one so that I can be ready in April for season two.
Have you totally given up on Jeremy Kyle?
Jeremy Kyle?
The who's British guy that has people yelling at each other.
Oh, I don't watch it. No.
Okay, you're past.
That's only by accident.
All right. While we're talking Trump, here's Adam Carolla, I'll save you from watching Jay Leno, mm-hmm. discussing what Donald Trump's hair is like up close because yeah. he got to see
so
it.
Be good.
He got to see it on The Apprentice.
I describe him as Don King, but with worse hair and a broken moral compass.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. So,
whoa. Jesus.
And the hair is, it's really, you have to experience it. Like, yeah. you know, you can't, you see pictures, it right. doesn't do it. Just, no. It's like Yosemite.
Right.
You have to be there. You have to know. All the black and white Ansel Adams doesn't do it justice. You have to experience the majesty of the hair. And people are like, well, what's so crazy about it? Well, it goes 15 different directions right. at once. Yeah. And it's alive and it undulates. It's sort of like, have you ever see underwater footage of a kelp bed?
Right.
It's moving in 9 different directions.
Yeah,
very
yeah.
slowly.
Yeah. That's
good stuff. I like
Mike,
that.
What's your favorite rap record that samples Herb Alpert? I'm guessing it's probably Hypnotized by Notorious B.I.G.
Oh. Sure.
Yeah.
Of course, it samples Rise. But it's just funny. I did not know you upgraded your iPhone yesterday. Some people have been working with Siri. And if Siri were to cover this song by the Notorious B.I.G.
Way to go, Siri.
Sicker than your average Papa Twist cabbage off instinct. Don't think stink pink gators. My Detroit players Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn. Dead right if they
now that's clever, right? But Mike, I think yes. what you would rather hear is something from a music format that you understand. And why not something beautiful that Siri can sing to everybody?
Ah, Stairway to Heaven with Siri. This is exciting.
Hey, we're going to get the lead out.
Man, oh man.
Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Not too overplayed. Here we go.
There's Siri. A lady who's sure all that glitters is gold. And she's crying. A stairway to heaven.
To heaven.
So maybe that's not your cup of tea?
And it makes me wonder.
Did you know that Great Britain has the National Ukulele Orchestra?
Oh, I'm all in.
And they
I'm all in on that one.
This song.
Who is the man who would risk his neck for his brother man?
Shoved.
Yeah. Can you dig it?
It's all ukulele.
And who's singing?
One of the uke players.
Some British guy?
Yeah, exactly.
Shoved.
Who's the cat who won't cop out? When there's danger,
that's funny on multiple levels.
Yes,
it just doesn't fit at all.
You know? Now, the last musical offering today, have you ever had or seen a kid that has like a toy animal that if you hit its head, it makes a noise? A lot of times it's a dog that barks.
Okay.
These are all toy cats. Okay? Now, oh, I'm sorry. I got the wrong cut. These are all toy cats.
Shaft.
And the only thing they have as an accompaniment is piano. I think you'll enjoy this as this gentleman plays just toy cats. And one of the most inspirational songs, Mike.
Over the Rainbow.
I love it.
Jesus. What the hell did we do before the internet?
Yeah. I don't know. And really? It just keeps coming.
This is the type of thing. This would not exist without the internet.
True. No.
This and is somebody all lined going, this up is, in a row.
You know, this is a guy that's doing putting hours and hours, maybe weeks into something because he knows the word that's in his head is viral.
The thing
that's
that
what he wants to do. Right.
I like this guy. I feel sorry for the guy on the piano. I don't think he's getting the recognition he deserves.
Oh, incidentally, speaking of viral, I've had it with the old bat from North Dakota.
Oh, that's it. Oh, the know? Food lady?
Yeah, hey. Enough. One enough thing. With it. It's so cold. Yeah. It's warm. It's hot. That's her food criteria. She's like doddering, and I don't like, you know, my mom's 91, and she's got more of her act together than that old lady. So now that lady, for some reason, she just got to that level
charming
of
charming at first, and now
she was
irritating.
Charming at first, and now it's just, you know, she's not saying no to any interviews.
Right.
And
oh,
it's
of course
just kind
of
pissing
it's her
me
chance.
Off.
Yeah. Her time will be
maybe,
soon
maybe
over.
The stress will kill her.
Oh God, Rob! I didn't,
really
feel that. I didn't feel that strongly about it.
Well,
I've got time for one more.
Oh, okay, well then let's close with this. Well, I'm just trying to bring you the happiness.
I know.
The bright side. Jimmy Kimmel and his very welcome analysis of last night's electoral primaries.
Meanwhile, there are a number of Republican primaries today in Alabama, Mississippi, Hawaii, and American Samoa. Which I knew Samoa had their own Girl Scout cookie, but I didn't realize they were voting now too. That's good for them. There are multiple elections. And by the way, if you or someone you love is suffering from multiple elections, please contact your doctor immediately. But it was very close in the South. Romney, Santorum, and Gingrich were neck and neck and double chin all night long.
And that, Mike, that is your Magic Audio Vault.
We will take a break, come back with buzz and news right after this, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. It's time for news. Let's get him right in here. Take it away, Mr. Burbank.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by the Institute for Liberty's Fan Freedom Project. Your right to buy, sell, or give away tickets to concerts and sporting events is under attack. The big ticket companies have started putting these very restrictions on tickets, which means they can't even be given away. Not by us, not by you. Protect your rights. Visit fanfreedom.org today. Fan Freedom is a partner of the Institute for Liberty and a proud sponsor of our upcoming stage show. In between bouts of March Madness comes a little excitement about one of the biggest grown-up drinking holidays of the year. Mm-hmm. A new survey by the National Retail Federation shows that 54% of Americans will celebrate St. Patrick's Day in some way this year.
Do you celebrate it or observe it?
You celebrate it.
Okay.
And although we only spend about $35 per person on this holiday on average, but that adds up to well over $4.5 billion.
Well, it's not like I made money.
That's right. Let's go out there and celebrate.
What is that, about 7 beers?
You know why it's 35? Because all the Irish bars are where you can get bargain booze.
That's right.
Not like those fancy martinis that everybody tries to dole out, saying that's the way to drink. All you need is a good point. a good point of Guinness that has shot a Powers Irish whiskey.
I was wondering, do you have time to put in maybe just a wee dram of green food colouring into this natural light?
You know, it's always funny when we're doing the Irish accents that I'm sitting there like a troll under a bridge and Rob sounds like a princess.
Not just when we're doing accents, Mike.
Right. Nearly a third of us go to a bar and about one in five are headed for a party. Now, there's really only one serious important story in
still
the news.
Still maintaining your desire to, you know, chill out a little bit?
Yeah, I'm not going out. I'm going to a comedy show on Saturday night.
There you go.
Nothing crazy.
It's right, a good way to.
Yeah. I'm probably going to a private party, but it's going to be, you know, like kids and stuff like that.
So green tuxedo? Yeah,
good.
What's that?
Green tuxedo?
No, I'm going to paint my junk.
Nice.
Then once the kids like go off to it, just for the adults, I will for the kids. Flash the adults.
Make sure that
not for the kids. Both of you perverts.
No, I'm saying you're not doing that for the kids.
I'm not doing it for the kids. You just shut your mouth.
Make sure they don't get confused and think it's an egg hunt
or a Jolly Rancher.
Who got the golden eggs? The golden hairy eggs.
Today's only really serious story about Afghanistan. This bad situation has gotten worse after the massacre of men, women, and children by an overworked American soldier with a head injury. The president is sticking to his plan to keep our troops in that primitive country through 2014, but the White House now says it's looking at the pace of troop withdrawal. It's talking about pulling out 20,000 troops earlier than planned, and even that could get accelerated.
Do you know anything about the guy? I heard there was a rumor that the guy's wife wrote him a letter.
Oh, maybe. I heard marital problems, and yes. I also heard that alcohol might have been involved.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just had that today. And alcohol was just added to
and
that.
And when
today.
You add that to post-traumatic stress and a head injury and three tours in Iraq, I mean, you know, the guy was in bad shape and shouldn't have been out there with a gun.
And you're talking about a part of the world, obviously, that just needs an excuse to.
Yeah.
Give them a great excuse like this to hate us a little bit more. Burn those crosses. Burn those effigies of Barack Obama. You know, I mean, they're saying that it's not gone countrywide, but that it could. Mm-hmm. So we'll have to wait and see, but it's just this is a tragedy in every single direction. It's ridiculous.
On all levels. Mississippi and Alabama have now joined Kansas in choosing Rick Santorum as their favorite Republican presidential hopeful.
Now, I always say this. I preface what I'm saying. Yeah. I don't like to get political.
No.
You know, I don't take strong stands.
Why do you do it?
Thank goodness.
Huh?
You don't like to do it. Why do you do it?
Because, you know, I feel like sometimes I just have to comment on the news of the day.
Exactly.
The real answer, Mike, is you are a public servant.
I'm a public servant, and I like to maintain my objectivity,
right,
and not go to one side or the other. Okay, but I saw Rick Santorum last night. It was very happy with his wife and his family up there, and he's a douchebag.
I think that's fair.
Thank you very much.
Well, do you agree with me? Unelectable?
No. I don't believe that for a second.
I think
not with the support he's getting.
He could get the nomination, but I don't think he could possibly be elected.
This is where I got you on the age, because you're not old enough to remember when Reagan was coming up. And everybody said the exact same stuff about Ronald Reagan. Not to compare on any level Rick Santorum to Ronald Reagan.
Other than numbers.
But this religious, this passion on the part of the extreme right wing of the Republican Party, I don't think you can't poo-poo it. They got Congress changed, and they could do it with the presidency.
But to be fair, Rick Santorum never hosted a TV show. Ronald Reagan did.
And with a chimp.
That's right.
Recent studies have shown that we like our presidents tall. That sociological quirk about us gives an advantage to both Romney and Obama. Abe Lincoln also comes to mind, but Mr. Lincoln also had a high, squeaky voice.
Nasally, and
new study indicates that if radio had existed back then, Lincoln would have never been elected.
47 years ago.
Nobody wanted that.
Nobody likes that.
Because, I'm Mitt Romney.
You see? Yeah. Now, because of this new study, says we also favor candidates with low voices.
There we go.
What if we replace Siri with Romney?
I think that'd be great.
Hey, what's the temperature in Manassas?
It's 45 degrees, and if you're looking for a public toilet, go around the corner. I'm Mitt Romney.
And this study found this to be equally true among men and women. The researchers say this could even be a factor in keeping women out of high office. This was a joint study between Duke and the University of Miami, RJ.
You know what I really like?
Jeez.
I like a good donut.
Do you?
Yeah, I know several owners of major donut chains. Thank
you. At least 141 advertisers have now abandoned the Rush Limbaugh show. On the plus side for Rush, LifeLock and Lear Financial are sticking with him, and he's even attracted a new advertiser. Clear Channel is reportedly considering an approach from the Westboro Baptist Church of Topeka, Kansas. That's the bowl of nuts who protest at the funerals of American soldiers.
Wow. Nuts.
That's amazing.
Updating our story about using homeless people as wireless hotspots. Yeah. Of course, there's now controversy. Mm-hmm. A Manhattan ad agency hired a baker's dozen homeless volunteers to earn $20 a day carrying around a wireless device. A
lot of controversy about this decision.
Yeah, so PayPal donation gets you online and goes completely to that individual. Critics, including a marketing advisory firm, are calling it sheer exploitation.
Many of those homeless people used to work at the circus.
Or at my CBS. Network smells like ass.
In Detroit, a man has been charged.
Come on. Come on now. Was that going too far?
No, I just, you know.
No, he likes the idea. He's mad that it's getting probably. He likes to have a hot spot.
I think it's objectifying human beings.
Yeah. No, it's not. These guys are getting paid.
They're actually, I mean.
They're making money.
Reporters have approached homeless people.
What, $20 a day?
No, I mean, I don't know what the split was.
I think it's $20
plus day. Whatever they get on PayPal.
Why is it any different than those homeless people that are out there holding signs for companies?
Yeah, I would rather.
All right, then I stand by my joke.
Look, would you?
This network smells like ass.
I think it was a fine joke.
Would you rather see a homeless guy on the corner of the street begging for money, or actually a guy that's standing up there has a T-shirt on it and is offering?
I wasn't
something.
Making a statement. I was asking that you seem to not like the joke. My network smells like ass joke.
I don't know.
Was that just because we're at that stage? Of the show.
Yeah, I've checked out.
Back to bed. In Detroit.
Pay attention, Oscar.
In Detroit, a man has been charged with the killing of a gas station attendant over the price of condoms. That's why men also need free birth control, I guess. Mm. Sluts. And police in Ottumwa, Iowa.
There goes the advertising.
Hey, I like what Catherine Cryer said on Bill Maher's show this week. That, hey, you know, if you really want to stand up to this this idea that anti-contraception, you know, she said, bring it on, boys. And she's absolutely right, you know. You only have sex for procreation or in marriage.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And she said,
sometimes not even then.
And all women should adhere to that. Mm-hmm. Which is basically saying, shut down, close the legs, ladies, and see how long that would last.
Right.
Right.
Carrie just started advertising on Rush.
Police in Ottumwa, Iowa are investigating a suspicious death in the Cinema X. I can assure you the X does not stand for 10 screens.
Oh, dear.
Hey, you know what? That actually just spells Cinemax.
Cinemax.
Yeah.
And finally, insults in the news. In Mount Vernon, New Hampshire, they have voted to change the name of a pond in the middle of town. They haven't decided on a new name yet, but they've decided it should no longer be called Jew Pond.
No.
And in Hillendale.
2012.
I do know this.
Oh, time. Here we go. You do know what?
If you throw a coin and it asks for another one.
Good night, everybody. I'm Buzz Burbank of the Mike O'Mara Show. We're stopping there.
So wrong.
That is so bad. Anyway, our show today was brought to you by Insurance Services, LLC.
This pond smells like ass.
I had more, but we're stopping there.
Well, thank you, bud.
Official sponsor of our live stage show, March 31st.
Really proud right now.
At the State Theater.
As you should be.
For a free life insurance quote, visit smartterm.com.
Call them up.
Or call 866-347-5748.
Drop a dime.
They'll do all the work for you. Encore. We'll compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com.
Encore.
Insurance services. Hey, listen. Huh? On our bonus hour.
Yes.
I love to say, hey, listen, because then it makes everybody think I've been drinking, which I haven't. I wish I had. Tomorrow on the bonus hour, it's all about this charitable situation.
Ah.
Okay.
And what everybody should be prepared to listen for is we're going to be real honest about charity, about what we give away, about what we should give away, about whether we've ever cheated on that or whether we've ever, you know, this goes all the way from putting tape on your finger and taking money out of the collection basket at church all the way up to
using Coney, a homeless person for a hot spot
right. or Coney 2012 right, and all right, this right, and right. You know, we're gonna just I think it's a conversation that we best have uncensored and unfiltered.
I believe you're right.
So charity is the subject this week on the bonus hour. Check that out tomorrow on the Mike O'Mara Show. We record it every single Thursday, and you can all hear it for free or for a little something extra.
How dare you?
On Friday.
God, I just had a heart attack.
I'm sorry about
Mark
that.
Mark just dropped a log.
He almost fell into the pond. I know. So long, everybody.
See you at the pond.
Ciao, ciao.
Make a wish. We'll be right back.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.